Because, you know, a lot of people are doubting his street credibility because of the Change of Heart tape that leaked and stuff like that.
Oh, man, come on, man. We all done shit that, you know what I'm saying, we ain't proud of to this day. But shit, that's part of life. I know some tough niggas that done some shit that wasn't super gangster in the beginning of their careers, you know what I'm saying, or when they first started. That's part of life, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's all about what you're doing now, man. You know, you can check a lot of niggas' TRWs and see who real and who fake and, you know, who really living up to what they say they really do. You
right.
Know about that after a certain point because you become a grown man and you really want to live. You know what I'm saying? And realistically, as I listen to Game as a rapper, niggas don't want to fuck with that nigga. That nigga hard in the motherfucker.
Yeah, that's true.
On some real shit, you know what I'm saying? On some gangster shit, on some lyrical shit, on some, you know, on some giving homage shit and all that. That nigga bad in the motherfucker. Once niggas hear his new record, because his new record, I heard most of it. That nigga don't have not one diss song on there. And that threw me way the fuck off. Like, I just knew this nigga was going to be dissing somebody. He going to say somebody. This nigga crazy in the motherfucker. He going to diss somebody. That nigga ain't said nothing about nobody.
Wow.
Nobody. You feel me?
So that's good.
He got records on there where he's really, you know, educating people on how he grew and what he feels. It's like, that's why I fuck with him. I wasn't fucking with him for a minute. Because I was like, you know what? I ain't trying to get in between you and 50, nigga. Because I was fucking with 50 before I was fucking with you. You understand what I'm saying? So I could never, like, cross a nigga just because he's from the East Coast. That's why I wasn't fucking with Game. I was like, you know what? You're too controversial. Now you're making me seem like a sucker because you dissing cuz and I fuck with cuz. I don't get down like that. So I told him, you know what I'm saying, nigga? If you dissing cuz, I can't fuck with you. You know, and then he came at me like, I need you on my record, huh? And I was like, all right, nephew, let me hear it now. Played a little basketball game with him, and he came by the studio, brought his record. I got on that, and I was like, hold on, let me make us one. Me and my nigga Terrence went, you know, made me a beat for him, and we ended up making that motherfucker Gang Banging 101. It's one of the hardest songs on my record. I'm talking about Gang Banging 101. Every blood nigga and every Crip nigga in L.A. gonna love this shit forever.
Right. And I mean, you know, Terrace Martin, he's been on the team for a few years, but, you know, we just been starting to hear about him on some records in the last year.
Yeah, but he's been really doing shit for a long time.
Yeah, I know. I met him on the Rock the Mic tour in, like, 2002 or something.
Yeah, he's been making heat. That's what he do. Just, some niggas just not thriving for that spotlight. They more or less concerned with making that hit record. And that's what he was more or less concerned with. He was never, like, the nigga that wanted his name all blasted on every song. He was just into making hot shit. And that's what I love about him, that nigga, you getting your craft down first. Fuck having your name screamed all on the record if you ain't really doing shit. I don't want niggas screaming my name unless I'm making some hot-ass shit. You know what I'm saying? He's a student of Battle Cat, so he comes from the school of Battle Cat. So a lot of these niggas in Battle Cat understudied that ended up becoming big. Because Cat give niggas room like that. And Cat is a real nigga, too. Because he's the only nigga, him and DJ Pooh, the only niggas that I know that will give another producer they motherfucking drum files. All of them.
Right, I know. Goldie Loke had a Battle Cats NPC.
But that's what I'm trying to say. This is how real niggas is. They give other niggas a shot to become something. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I'm going to give you all my drug files, nigga. Go and take that and get crack and make you some hot shit. Nigga, like, nigga, you just saved the day. You gave me them drum stuff, all that good shit in there.
Right.
That shit.
You got Battle Cat on the new record?
And how? He got a song on there he did what we call LAX. With me and Ice Cube.
Damn. The features sound crazy, man. I mean, I read on MTV and it said, you know, R. Kelly, Janet Jackson, Neo, and all that shit, but now you're saying you got all these, you know, West Coast cats on there too. You got any solo songs on there?
Yeah, I got a lot of solo records on there, man. It's like, I'm in a stage right now where I had meetings with people and I gave, like, my people, like, 8 records to play for them just to see if I was going to use these records on my album. And these records getting great reviews. It's like everything that I'm letting people hear getting great reviews. I ain't getting no, nah, that shit is kind of weak. That's whack. Niggas been like, nigga, that shit hot. That's bananas. That's this. Well, I'm like, I got to figure out what the fuck am I going to put on this record. Because I got so much shit. And it's like some of that R&B shit don't fit on this record.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to clash if I got super gangster shit going hard on the bitch. And I'm saying, hey, girl, I love you. That shit clash. It don't go. But it's like, I got to. You know, now this is the hard part, the editing part, making this record really sound like something.
Right, so what route you going for?
Gangsta, back to the hood.
Okay, a lot. People are going to be happy to hear that.
Yeah, I ain't been in the hood in a minute, man. They just seen me pop for a minute of R&B, you know what I'm saying? All that other love, nigga. Go back to the turf, man. Dirty fingernails, hair not braided. You know what I'm saying? Khakis on for 4 days. You know what I'm saying? Drinking 40 ounces, fucking champagne.
Fucking with Dove CNN. Yeah,
exactly. You know what I'm saying? You know I've got the 40 ounce in my hand holding these 800. You know I didn't take it back home. Fuck some champagne, nigga. We bringing 40 ounces to the club, punk. Just so we can bust one of you niggas upside the head with this thick ass bottle.
You crazy.
It's real. That's how I'm gonna do my record release party. It's gonna be all motherfucking 40 ounces, nigga. You don't want no champagne in that motherfucker. Bitches and everybody drinking 40s, nigga. It's gonna look so good up in that motherfucker. Just like a straight hood house party with all blue carpet on the motherfucking floor. And I want every nigga from the West to be there. I want it to look like some blue out shit, like the thing Snoop Dogg is a fool. He got 40 ounces in the club. No champagne. No, everybody got to drink 40. I did it one year, you know what I'm saying, at my house, like a little barbecue I had for my record, The Last Meal. And everybody drinking 40. I had all them white folks over at the pad drinking 40 and shit. That shit was live in the motherfucker. 40 ounces of chicken.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, I hope it's going to work, man. Because, you know, you're saying that everybody says the new songs is off the hook. And you know what? Some people would say that that's because when you're a superstar, you have a lot of yes men around you. When you don't really have somebody like the DOC anymore who just really, you know, lets you know what's good and what's not. And you know how it was back when you were recording Doggy Style and The Chronic.
Yeah, but I gave my record to Dr. Dre.
Okay.
The same thing, so...
Okay, he's probably going to be honest with you.
Yeah, exactly. He's the only nigga I'd be nervous about. You know what I'm saying? On some real shit. Everybody else I don't give a fuck about. But him, when I give him my shit, I'm like a little ass kid. I get nervous. Like, man, I hope this nigga like it. I got to wait for him to tell me what he feel about it. And you know what I'm saying? So it becomes like a waiting game with him. But if he like it, trust me, motherfucker, everybody's going to like it.
Okay.
He's one hard motherfucker. Please. God damn.
Yeah, so I heard.
God damn, it's hard to please that nigga, man, on some real shit, like, damn.
You know, people
just... like your shit, you got to hold on.
Right. People just wish he would, you know, try to use his power and position in the game to help out some West Coast artists.
Like, I know what motherfuckers are saying, like, if he was to do what Snoop is doing, there would be way more West Coast artists in the game.
Right, I mean, you know, if Dre would...
half of what I was doing. But Dr. Dre is not like me. Dr. Dre is perfectionist. I'm dirty, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with some niggas who shit ain't all the way together, ain't got the sound right, and they mic ain't right, you know what I'm saying? His shit is like, you got to be 100 with him. I fuck with niggas 35, 35, 40, and I give them a shot and bring them up to 100.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He's at the end of his career where he don't really have that much time to be developing and spending all that time creating, and that's why all the new acts that he gets never come out.
I know, but I mean, you know, Rakim left him, so it's got to be something wrong.
Yeah, then all the new artists that's with him, either they never come out, or when they come out, he don't do their own records. It was never a time when you was with Dr. Dre that he didn't do your whole fucking record.
He only did like 6 songs on Busta Rhymes shit.
Are they the ones that stand out, or are they just 6 songs? That's just a real question. It's like, okay, well, what do you mean by that? How many of them songs are going to become singles? How many of them songs are going to get 5 mics? How many of them songs are going to... really, you know, help Busta Rhymes do what he's trying to do. To me, the best produced tracks on Busta Rhymes' album is Swiss Beats, DJ Scratch, other niggas, not Dre.
Right.
Ja Money, you know what I'm saying? Them niggas can't win it. But I know that Dre's mixing made they shit sound the way it sound. So they can't have full credit when I know what his mixing sound like the song with Stevie Wonder on Busta Rhymes. Record.
That sounds like a Dre beat.
I know Ja Money did the beat. But I know Dr. Dre made that motherfucker sound like a...
I know, because you listen to it, you think it's a Dre beat.
But Dre didn't do it. Sean Money did it. Dre brought it to life, and that's what Dre is really exceptional at. He's exceptional at taking some shit that's 100 and making the shit look like 200. He don't fuck with shit that's 65, 70. He only fuck with shit that's 100. You feel what I'm saying? So the producers that Buster selected gave him some 100 shit. But like I'm saying... back in the days, if you had Dr. Dre as your CEO, why the fuck would he produce your whole record? He would thrive to do that. So it's like that energy ain't even there no more. My first record did the whole thing. His first record, whole thing. DOC, whole thing. Eazy-E, whole thing. NWA, whole thing.
So you're saying he's losing energy?
It's energy, man. When he do the whole thing, what are his results? 3, 4, 5 million.
Right.
Eminem first record, whole thing.
Right, but don't be saying that, man. You saying Dre losing his energy. What's going to happen to Detox then?
I'm not saying he's losing his edge. I'm saying that the drive ain't there.
Right. He already done got everything.
I know what the drive is. The drive is him calling me and me bringing every motherfucking West Coast artist that there is to him at his disposal to make this record sound like something. Get all the niggas that ain't from the West out of there. And that ain't with no disrespect. You need a West Coast motherfucking record. Period. And I told him that. You know what I'm saying? Because you can do that. You doctors right. You don't have nothing to prove by getting all these niggas that ain't from out here. You would look way better if you supported the West and had West Coast niggas on your motherfucking album for that Detox banging like how we did on the Chronic.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like I'm saying, that's my godfather, so sometimes I can't talk to him like that. You know what I'm saying? Because he only does what he does. And my vision sometimes is my vision. But I know if he was to do it like that, instant 4 million sell off the top.
They would love it, man. I mean, they love the Up and Smoke tour.
Yeah, because it was all West.
Exactly.
You know, but it was all West. Like I say, niggas, like you said, people want Dre to support the West more. That's the only way he can is by putting niggas on his Detox record and letting them make his record sound like it's supposed to sound. Other than that, it's just going to sound like a, I don't know what it's going to sound like. I ain't heard nothing. And I've been hearing about this record for 4 years.
Yeah, that just sounds like a dream right now. I mean, the record you talked about, I don't think that's going
to
happen.
It can happen, and I talked to him about that. He just told me he want to wait until he get his shit rolling, then he want me to bring him in. But I'm like, nigga, you need to bring them niggas in to get your shit rolling.
Exactly.
You have a vibe on where you're going, and then you can say, well, I don't need y'all no more, or I need him, or I just, you know what I'm saying, I just need him. But you need that energy in there from niggas that love you. And if, like, he never did a song with E-40 before. He never did a song with MC8 before. He never did a song with a lot of motherfuckers in the West that I know if they had his beats, they would kill that shit. And they would only make his shit sound that much more better, and him as a producer, he would blossom.
Right.
But that's just my opinion, and I don't know everything. I just know what I know.
Right. I mean, we don't see what happens. Maybe one day.
No, it's going to happen because I'm not going to be real with you. That record ain't coming out unless I'm on it.
What would be a Dr. Dre record without a Snoop song? That ain't gonna work.
I can't see it working. And that ain't no disrespect to Dre, because he's the shit without me. He was the shit before me. But it's just the chemistry that motherfucker is looking for right now. And don't run from it, run to it. It's here. I'm on Gap and Records. That's the label that's right next to Interscope at Jimmy Iovine's run. So I'm here with you, baby. You.
Right. I mean, you know, Dre always going to be able to do what he want to do, so it's just about getting his mind right.
Yeah, and using the right pieces to the puzzle to make the puzzle look like it's worth connecting. Because all the work I'm doing from the West Coast could not compare to if Dr. Dre was to say, you know what, Snoop, I'm stamping you. All these West Coast acts, I'm going to give you one beat, each one that you put out. Now, what the fuck would that do?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you know what it'll do. It'll make motherfuckers like, damn, we got a beat from Dre.
I know. And everybody dreaming about it, and I know he got a lot of beats. He could just, you know, I feel him too, because he done reached everything he can reach, so he can really choose what he want to do, but it would help so many people if he just chose to give out more.
Yeah, and at the same time, when we get so far in our career, we got to know when to go back. It's like, even with this next record, I could go way pop or way R&B and just forget all about this and sell more records. But I know and understand, if I don't do this new record, I'm liable to not be, you know, be here 10 years from now by my real people that love me. You got to get them people that shoot to the ones who made you. And we know, we love Dr. Dre for making that street West Coast gangster music.
Right.
Other shit. We love him for that. So, you know, Dre, if you read this, nigga, come back home, my nigga. Let's put this shit together and let's get this Detox record sounding good and start opening up some of these doors for these West Coast artists.
So you basically shitting on everybody that said you sold out after the RNG record, right?
I don't think I sold out.
No, I mean, you shitting on those people that said that you sold out. You.
Yeah, because people, what those people don't understand is that Snoop Dogg is a chameleon. He's compatible. He's able to to get out of any environment, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to show people that I don't have to go harm the bitch every motherfucking record. I don't have to disrespect to make hot records. I can make records with a nigga like Pharrell and get on another tip. And not only that, that motherfucker dropping like it's hot was one of the motherfucking most gangster records I ever heard and I ever been on. To be real with you. When that shit came up, man, please. Nigga, every nigga from the East Coast to South to everywhere was bowing down to a nigga like, nigga, you did that. That's why I jumped on the RNG tip, because I felt like the gangsta ain't going nowhere. Let me go RNG real quick, just to show nigga that I'm a chameleon, that I can do it all. And when a nigga did that, yeah, a few people said, yeah, he went soft, he did this, he did that, but then I dropped Ups and Downs right before the record was over with to let niggas know, hold on. I've been through ups and downs, my nigga, this is what it is. And then that made motherfuckers really thoroughly feel me. That's why when I put that Dog Pound record out, now it's like, okay, he back in the hood again. Now the Blue Carpet Treatment, niggas hearing about the singles and the unreleased music that I'm dropping, the shout-outs and the West and this and that. So I know what I'm doing. I walks my walk.
I really didn't think it was going to happen again after I heard, you know, the record with Justin Timberlake and all that shit. I thought, you know, Snoop Dogg, it's a different Snoop Dogg now, but you seem to kind of be going back to the old Snoop Doggy Dogg.